I can't give you a definite timeline on Nick Collins going on IR. I mean, obviously, there's other things involved, but he will be out for the season.
How's Tremont?
Tremont practiced today. I'll have an opportunity to see how that went when I go back through to the training room. But he had a smile on his face and flew around. But, we'll see how he responds.
Mike, what happened to Charles and to Clay?
Just both of those injuries really coming out of the game. So Clay has the quad, so I don't think he'll go tomorrow. He may have a chance for Friday. We'll see how Charles is in the morning.
I mean, are they significant enough that you're concerned?
I anticipate them both to play.
Is that the same foot issue that Charles has had off and on?
Correct. Frank's last x-ray was very positive. He's making progress. So just as we anticipated, with anything that Frank Zombo goes through, particularly in injuries, it'll be sooner than later. So Dr. Pat McKenzie felt very good about what he was able to see so far. He's making progress.
What's your level of concern, if any, for your pass defense?
Just, you know, it's two games, playing a new opponent, a common opponent, as opposed to last week being an uncommon opponent. So those are all variables that you take into account. We'll have Tremont back as it looks. So we'll game plan accordingly and get our guys ready to play. As I spoke on Monday, you know, the efficiency of our whole operations, offense, defense, and special team, and we need to pick it up. So we've always improved as the season moves on. That's our focus. We want to improve our play from last week, and we're going down to Chicago. It's a big rivalry game. It's a game we look forward to playing every year. You know, both down in Chicago and up here at Lambeau Field. So this is a great opportunity for our team. I look at this game as more of a kind of a marker. It's week three, and you have a chance to grow against a division opponent and against an arch rival.
I kind of Charlie Pepper performed after he took over and started last year. But what's the difference now? How soon did he slip to the next role?
Well, Charlie Pepper played over 900 snaps for us last year. I think that statistic in itself tells you how well he played. So we're very confident in Charlie's ability. And he was up here yesterday getting some extra work in, and he'll be ready to go. We consider him a starter. We don't ever feel that we just have 11 starters on offense, defense, or special teams. So we have all the confidence in the world in Charlie.
What are the challenges of slipping in the next role as opposed to the
other? Well, you don't just go and replace a Nick Collins-type player. Nick did a lot of things for us, a lot of things I don't think people realized. Nick was a big play safety. He's a Pro Bowl player last 3 years. He did a number of things on special teams, had two tackles in the Carolina game. He was the one guy that anytime something happened on special teams, he could jump in and play any position. He's a backup personal protector on the punt. So, Nick Collins did a lot of things for our football team. Charlie Pepper needs to play safety, and he'll do that. And Charlie's a good special teams player, too, for us. So they're different people. They have different types of games, and it's our responsibility to make sure we put Charlie in a role to be successful.
Like a lot of times a guy who's described as assignment sure and reliable, it's kind of a backhanded compliment because, it's like saying he doesn't make a ton of plays. How important is
that? I don't look at it that way. Is that the way you look at it?
I'm
just trying to follow your question because yours are always so long. I get lost by halfway through.
Okay. My point was going to be, how important is it to have guys that maybe don't make the splash plays, but you know you can count on them to be where they need to be more often than not?
Well, I think you made your own point. I think it's an excellent example of what your team is supposed to be made of. You have to have players that can play roles, and the more roles that you can play, the more valuable you are. That's why when it comes down to each year to pick the final roster. I know sometimes a lot's made out of how many tight ends you keep this year and so forth, and there are certain numbers you really try to hold true to. But if you're going to pick the best 53 man roster, you have to stay true to the best football players and who has more value, who has more versatility. And Charlie's a solid player, has been. I know we acquired him, at the waiver there after the last cut. Off of the Giants training camp roster my first year here. So he came right in as a rookie and played right away on special teams. He's played a lot of football for us.
Mike,
Coach, how do you assess Morgan's performance so far through two games?
Well, he was the player of the week in week one. So, I mean, I think that tells you what we felt about his performance week one and thought he had backed it up with a solid performance in Carolina. So, yeah, Morgan's off to an excellent start.
Mike, has there been talk about adding another safety to the roster for depth, or are you satisfied that you can get by with who you have and get past it?
Well, I think it's definitely something that you look at. I mean, from a number standpoint, not necessarily does it have to be a safety or a defensive back, but you know, our personnel department has been working through that since we received the news about Nick's injury.
Mike, the way Tim neutralized Hester in the last two games you played last year, cold weather games, was that kind of the last hurdle, if you will, he had to cross to prove that he is a legitimate NFL punter? And did that confidence, have you seen that carry over from those?
Well, Tim Mastey, I don't think anybody ever questioned his ability to be an NFL punter. I mean, he's a very talented young punter. I mean, he's physically gifted, just the way, you know, he hits the ball, and he's got a lot better in his directional punting and so forth, and had so many fine performances down the stretch for us there at the end of last season. So he's not, the first two games are probably not where Tim would like him to be as far as placing the ball, but Tim is a weapon for us, and that's the way we approach the game, and his ball placement will be big in the outcome of this game.
Mike, what went into the decision Sunday to defer the kick against Carolina?
Well, deferring the kick is never just a 1 week or, okay, you check off these three variables and you make the decision. I mean, you look at the whole dynamic of the game, you know, how you've, you know, I'm not going to go through all of them, but there's a number you go through, and you make a decision. We have a game management every Friday, and we talk about it. And frankly, when we come out of that, you know, I've pretty much have made my decision whether I'm deferring or taking the football. So you talk it through as a staff. The staff I'm talking about in the game management is the Winston Moss, assistant head coach, the coordinators, and Mike here is our director of research and development. So you know, we look at all the statistics and talk about where we feel we are and our opinion of our opponent, and we make a call of the stadium we're playing in and all the variables involved with the game.
Mike, what do you think of the thought of having Woodson play safety or more safety?
I mean, Charles plays four positions for us. He plays corner, he plays nickel, he's played dime, he's played safety. So those are game plan strategic type questions, and those will be answered on a weekly basis when you line up and play the game. So Charles Woodson is an outstanding player when he's close to the ball, and he's definitely showed that he can still play on the outside.
This is your most common opponent, three games last
absolutely
year. So what's prep this week? Less on scheme, that gives you more time to their new roster players, your tendencies, and how does that play out in the game day on the field, your relationships between?
Well, the personnel part of it is very big this week. You know, they have some younger players on their roster that are playing a lot on special teams, and it's no different for us too. For a number of rookies we have playing on special teams, so we spend some extra time looking at those individuals, and our players will do the same throughout the week. Scheme wise, there'll be carryover from prior games. They're very systematic in their approach and how they play a game. They have a clear cut identity. We played them enough times to know how they approach it and how they're going to approach us, and I don't think we're going to surprise them on how we're going to approach them. So it's going to be a hell of a game. We're looking forward to it.